I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask 2 people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
All right. Welcome back to CNR on FSR. Covino and Rich live from the Mercedes-Benz studio. In for Dan Patrick. I do want to thank everyone expecting to hear Dan Patrick for putting up with us.
Hey, it's us.
Thank you.
Hey, lucky you.
And I feel like we've had some fun shows the past few days. If you missed anything,
agreed,
foxsportsradio.com. And if you want to chime in to us, again, at Covino and Rich on social media. And of course, 877-99 on Fox.
Do you consider, to wrap up the whole Ohtani thing, because now I'm ready for my Baker stuff.
Well, I'm sure we'll touch on it again. Dude had an amazing night, an amazing year so far.
When you look at Ohtani,
yeah,
do you consider him Bo Jackson, Deion Sanders-like, or can you not look at it that way? I guess while he's doing 2 different things, it's within the same sport. Is it less, more, or equally remarkable to you? Deion Sanders, one of the best defenders in football.
He's undeniably great.
But also can play baseball.
I was more impressed by what Bo Jackson did, though, personally. And maybe that has something to do with childlike wonder. You know, I was a kid.
And that poster you had.
And I was influenced by Tecmo Bowl, too.
That is true.
You know, like, he's untouchable.
Tecmo Bowl was the bomb.
Right? That was.
You have to run at an angle, though. You got to know how to run.
Yeah. And think of this. Think of it this way,
and Joel, you remember the poster where he had the baseball bat and the shoulder pads on?
Yeah, that's
we were, like, sold that Bo Jackson was the greatest, which he was at that moment.
Think about how invincible you thought Mike Tyson was because of his knockouts. Mathoud impetuous. And the things he said.
Yeah.
I'm ferocious. And, of course, the video game built this mystique. He was unbeatable.
Yeah.
Right? And, again, you were a kid. So, you're like, wow, what I'm seeing right now is unbelievable. That's how I felt about Bo Jackson growing up. Am I still amazed by Ohtani? Yeah. How would I have felt if I was a kid? I don't know.
I mean, I wonder if kids now look at Ohtani the way we looked at Bo Jackson.
I think so.
Bo Jackson was climbing the wall, making catches, but then also running for 100 yards in the NFL.
Ohtani's a pitcher. I think that adds more to it. I mean,
that's a skill, such a specific skill.
It is incredible, but you're taking 2 separate sports, right? Like, there's people who don't even like baseball because they think it's boring. So they're like, oh, yeah, Ohtani does both. That's great. those same people were still impressed by what Bo Jackson
did. What you're trying to say is that would be like Aaron Judge not only hitting 50 home runs, Aaron Judge suiting up and catching like passes over the middle as a tight end.
So yeah, impressing not only baseball fans but football fans alike.
The two sports
is a little more impressive.
I wouldn't put Otani over there with the two sporters, but that pitching and hitting within baseball.
Yeah,
now he's got to be the greatest at that.
What else do you think he could do? I don't know if anyone's even asked him.
What he needs to do, he needs to sail a little bit.
Yeah.
Because if he don't sail himself, because what Covino has mentioned is everybody could sail.
Yeah.
That picture, that's a seller.
Yeah. No, you're right about that, Joel. What else could he do? That's what I'm thinking. I don't know. He's an amazing chef, Rich.
He goes to Flavortown with Guy Fieri.
Does he do interviews?
That's the thing. I remember like a year ago, there was that big debate. Could he be the face of baseball if he needs a translator? And there was a lot of controversy. I still think he could be the face of baseball. You're right. But he needs to sell it a little more. But here's the thing. What else could he do is a great question, because he doesn't do much press. So what if we find out, like, Otani's like, yeah, if I wanted to, I'm pretty good at basketball.
I bet you he could slam.
I mean, because a guy like
he
that.
He could do the commercials with, like, helmets on. Nobody know it.
Yeah.
Sell Harleys.
I'm telling you, if Otani.
Oh, you're saying he should have a campaign, like a Bo Nose sort of campaign?
If Otani could do what he does now, you don't think he grew up playing everything? He probably could. Imagine Otani has some skills in another sport and we don't even know it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Can he golf? That's an easy one.
Imagine he retires and he becomes like a top-tier golfer.
Rich, you should be his like PR guy. He needs a new campaign.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Cornhole.
Cornhole champion.
Yep.
I'm sure he's got skills somewhere.
Hot dog eating.
Yeah. He can knock out 64.
Move over, chestnut.
There's only one great
sell
there.
Sell 40s.
Now, I'm thinking about Baker Mayfield this morning because I wonder what he's thinking. New home.
Why don't you...
Let me hit him up. Let me text him.
Dive into his DMs. You guys lived... A fun fact. Danny G, Joel, Ralph. Rich lived in the same building as Baker Mayfield for like a summer.
Right? And Danny G, you want to know the fun fact?
Got his sloppy seconds?
He slept with my wife. No, I'm joking.
That's just Mayfield being Mayfield.
No, because out of context, right? I'm living in Southern California. My wife and I move out here. And... there's just some young dude that's always working out on the roof. He's got like good looking girls and, you know, young dudes stopping by the apartment complex. It's a nice place I lived in. And I would always just say, what's up? Little fist bump in the elevator. Hey, what's up? Out of context, he's playing for Cleveland at the time. He's a rookie. He's going from college to playing for Cleveland.
Yeah, this is like fresh out of college.
I wasn't assuming Baker Mayfield lived in my building. I just said it was a young dude. And then after he moved out and the football season started, one of the old guys in my building was like, man, now that Baker's not here, there's not all that ruckus. I'm like, what do you mean? So, you know, Baker Mayfield. What are you talking about? He goes, you know, the young dude that was always on the roof working out? That was Baker Mayfield? I felt like such a dummy.
Yeah, the headbands didn't give it away. All the dancing and...
Out of context.
All the dancing and the headbands didn't give it away?
You've never seen like
the
your
crop tops.
Remember
didn't
when
give
you're
it
a
away?
Kid? Remember when you're a kid and you saw your teacher outside the classroom, or you see like the UPS guy in regular clothes? You don't recognize him.
It's true.
I mean, right. I guess I didn't expect him to wear a Cleveland Browns helmet everywhere, but still.
You're right, out of context.
It was his first year, so it wasn't like.
But you know what's interesting is out of context. I remembered seeing that guy. I'm like, oh, that was Baker Mayfield?
Yeah.
I did remember seeing him there because I was in and out of your place all the time.
Well, but yeah, if you just see a dude walking around your apartment complex, right. You don't assume it's a guy that plays for a team, you know, across the country.
So just a little personal story.
Baker Mayfield, I'm rooting big time for this guy. And I'll tell you why. If you missed the news yesterday and you're living under a rock, he is now a Carolina Panther. And I always thought that Baker Mayfield was a guy that was easy to root for. A lot of other people would like hate on Baker. I think he brought a vibe to Cleveland that they had not seen in years. They were 1-31 leading into when Baker Mayfield became a Cleveland Brown.
Well, not only for the organization, right, for the team, gave him life, created a culture, but
identity. They went from a nobody in Nowhereville to within a year or so, they were in the conversation of Super Bowl favorites, playoff contenders. He took that team.
But it made the casual fan want to tune into the Browns.
And you know what? It made free agents and other players want to actually possibly go to Cleveland.
Yeah, he brought a, I'll use the word on a throwback Thursday, but he brought a swag to the Browns.
And Baker, it seems like every other year he delivered, I don't know if you really think about Baker, starts out there 7-8-1. Now, that might not sound great, but that's coming off of garbage, right? It's like, wow, Baker almost got him into the playoffs. Then they had a setback year, 6-10. Then the 11-5 year, where they made it to the AFC Championship game and played tight with the Kansas City Chiefs. And then last year, you could say riddled with injury.
Pat Mahomes here. I just got to say nothing but respect for Baker Mayfield. Yeah. You know, a true competitor. Plays a lot of heart. But continue on. Carry on.
Thanks, Pat Mahomes.
He's not you. Not you, Pat. He was 8-9 last year. Midseason, if you remember, that whole NFC North had the same record. And it was just a matter of a couple games where, if you remember, Pittsburgh snuck into the playoffs last year. So Cleveland was close. Baker Mayfield essentially took a team that no one cared about that had, what, like 40 quarterbacks in 40 years, it seemed, every year. Grand opening, grand closing. Baker Mayfield was the guy. He was consistent. In my mind, I don't know about you, Baker Mayfield was the first quarterback in Cleveland since Bernie Kosar that meant anything in my mind.
I'm not going to argue with you.
The first guy since Bernie Kosar when we were little kids. The first guy since Bernie freaking Kosar that you could be like, oh, Cleveland's got a quarterback that isn't some lame duck, isn't some guy that they're looking to replace.
Wanted to see what he was going to do. That's the truth.
It was there was a point where Baker and the Browns became must-watch football, where for what seemed like decades, they were garbaggio.
Yeah, and he had a confidence about him.
Danny J.
Like, is he going to back it up? I'll tune in and find out.
Since we were kids with Ernest Biner and Bernie Kosar, am I right?
Yeah.
Do you feel like
with the perm?
Do you feel like time sort of stood still in Cleveland where no one cared until Baker? Am I overstating his relevance? I don't think I am.
Not at all.
Yeah, and so far I'm not disagreeing with you at all.
He was the one to come change the game, and it's crazy how quick everybody turned on him.
That's...
You're right. He had multiple injuries he was battling last season.
How about this too, Danny G? Like, he came with hype, right?
Yeah.
So to even come close to the hype he came with is impressive.
There were other guys that came with hype.
Right.
But Johnny Football.
Great example.
There, you could go through a list of all the quarterbacks that were going to, quote, change around the Browns. Didn't work for anyone except this guy. Unless you call the only prize the Lombardi Trophy, he came as close as you can to doing what was expected.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Create a culture.
Yeah.
And the first 2 years, he had doo-doo coaches. Stefanski didn't come in until, what, I believe year three, right? So you're looking at a guy that... He's in TV commercials. He's sort of likable. Even has a little back and forth with Cowherd about the backwards hat. Like, he was a guy. He's a personality in the NFL that delivered, played hurt. There's something likable.
You know what else he did? He dealt with a lot of criticism. Like, a lot.
And you know what? I feel like he handled it pretty
good.
Pretty good.
And I want to make it clear that so far, I've agreed with everything Rich has said. Because I feel like there's something I might disagree with. But so far, you're right.
I'm just taking you through, in my opinion, the storyline of Baker Mayfield.
Right.
So now...
And how we felt watching him.
He has some injuries, but he's going to be ready to go next year. But the Cleveland Browns get into the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes.
Okay.
And he's got to be thinking, oh, okay. You're trying to upgrade, aren't you? It's like dating someone and she's always looking around. Always looking around. Yo, she wants to upgrade? What is she, Beyonce? Let me upgrade you? What the hell's going on, Cleveland? You got Baker Mayfield, and now you're just looking for the next fine piece of booty?
Like a relationship, he's thinking, I gave you everything I had.
Yeah.
I danced for you.
I moved to Cleveland for
you.
That's the part I always wonder about. When did it first dawn on him that in this relationship, if you're looking at it as a relationship,
yeah,
when did she check out?
That's the question. During the injuries last year, I played hurt for you. He played hurt for them. He tried to make the playoffs.
It was when the Browns wouldn't let Baker Mayfield look at their phone anymore.
Why are you picking up my phone?
Well, I'm just
I was looking at the time. Stay off my phone. That's when you knew.
How about when he was healthy enough to play that was it the last game of the season?
Mm-hmm.
They said, hey, coach want to see you. You don't have to play today.
You know when it started going downhill? When the Browns started diving into other quarterbacks' DMs.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Was it Odell Beckham's family?
No.
I whisper that because, you know, it's like you don't want the Browns to hear you.
Yeah.
The Browns, you know, if you go back, the Browns liked three photos in a row from Deshaun Watson.
Is that what it was? Yeah.
And that indicates, like, I more than like your photos. Like, I'm trying to get your attention at this point.
Why'd you like his photos?
Yeah.
Wow, nothing wrong with that.
How do you know the DM limit?
I know. Because I know the game.
Yeah.
Joel, I know. If you like three in a row, you're trying to be noticed.
There's some thirst.
Yeah.
There's some thirst happening.
And that means you went to their page specifically to like on
it. Oh, no, you went to the page?
Yeah. They liked an old photo, which means like they had to be scrolling to like that photo.
So
they
Baker,
liked a picture from 2 years ago? That means they're scrolling, son.
And Baker was like, wow, man, the Browns? My girl? Like three in a row from Watson?
Three in a row?
Like that's like, ooh.
Now, Browns fans.
After I gave them everything?
I want Browns fans to, and there's so many great Cleveland Browns fans. They're loyal. They stuck by this team. If you have negative feelings towards Baker Mayfield, I have to know why. Because this guy gave you everything.
Can I say one thing? Again, this is outside looking in. I'm not a Browns fan, but I watched Mayfield. I rooted for him. I liked him. I did find it a little polarizing when he, you know, with his antics. Like, I thought it was a little eye-rolly, a little bit. Like, when he's just dancing every 3 minutes and posting videos. And I know that's fun, and that's today's game.
Yeah.
And that's today's world. But I did find it a little irritating. I'm sure fans did. Like, some old-school fans know. Like, all right, enough with the dance moves. Let's see it on the field.
So, now we've taken you through the story of Baker Mayfield. They go after Deshaun Watson, and oh my God, surprise, they got him. And as we said before, possibly the worst deal of all time. Let's reenact it. I'll be the Cleveland Browns, you be Deshaun Watson. Okay. Yo, Deshaun, those girls and all the things are saying, that's not true, is it?
Nah.
You sure?
Yep.
Here's a couple $100 million.
Yeah.
I can only imagine Cha-ching. The conversation went that way because otherwise, what the hell are you doing?
Not even a couple. $230 million.
Well.
Right? For someone in question,
So now Baker's like, I'm not sticking around and being your spot starter while this guy gets himself out of trouble and serves a possible suspension. So,
again, listen. Back to the relationship analogy, though. It's like you did everything you could to prove your worth, to show that you were a good guy, but she left you for the new person who was not a good person.
Left you for the guy she met at CrossFit.
Right. but who had a bad reputation. And you're like, what?
Yeah, but he's very handsome.
Yeah, yeah.
Deshaun Watson is a quote, more attractive quarterback, meaning his skill set and as a player. Deshaun
very,
Watson,
very sexy name.
Deshaun Watson is a better NFL quarterback.
Very sexy skill set for sure.
But that's not the only thing you look for in a quarterback.
No.
You look for the intangibles. And I just think Cleveland Browns fans should part ways with Baker and look at it as a positive chapter for the Cleveland Browns. And anyone that's like, good riddance, get rid of him. I don't know what you've been watching the last 4 years because your team was, again, 1-31. Leading into the Baker Mayfield shorter than expected era of football in Cleveland, right?
Yes, 2018.
So now
to 2021.
Let's pick it up in current day. Boom, shipped off.
Boom.
Rest in peace, John Madden. Shipped off to Carolina, and here's where I want to talk to you guys. 877-99 on Fox.
Are you going to ask the Fox Sports Nation if he looks good in Carolina colors?
I'm sure he looks very handsome.
I've seen the Photoshops.
By the way, how quick are people on the Photoshop?
Oh, they're like this.
Internet's undefeated.
Undefeated.
The minute the trade happens, people have been working on Photoshops all night. There's so many questions, and they're all revolving around Cleveland and Carolina, and we'll get to it all next. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
All about the upgrade. This one goes out to you, Baker.
That's the world we're living in, man. That's why nobody commits. That's the problem with relationships. Everyone's thinking that, Johnny Ripplepex is next. Ex-girl to the next girl. Everybody looking for that upgrade, Beyonce style, even in the world of the NFL. We're Covino and Rich.
And that's what the Cleveland Browns did. It's obvious. We could get Deshaun Watson. Bad deal so far. Unless he plays this season.
Oh, this is a typical example.
The Browns also gave away one of their seasons.
Yeah. You thought the grass was greener. And you're like, oh, man, it wasn't greener. Feeling bad for the Browns.
The Browns had a deep down inside belief that this Deshaun Watson stuff would go away. It's obvious, right? They thought it swept under the rug. And nope. Now, to wrap all this up, let's look at the Cleveland perspective for a second. We talked about Carolina. Joel's all about Team Sam Darnold. So are you, it seems.
No, Joel's all about drama. I'm all about... I'm glad that you've been listening for the past hour and a half. Joel is all about the drama and the LBC.
Talk to him.
And all about the drama.
It's kind of hard being Danny G.
Yeah, no.
Because Danny G, I think, is team Baker Mayfield with me.
Joel's grabbing the popcorn saying, I just want to see this unfold.
Competition.
I'm saying, hey, I'm rooting for Mayfield, but I'm rooting for Darnold, too. Don't sleep on him. You know, he's been overlooked multiple times. Let the best man win. I'm not rooting against Mayfield. I want to see him succeed. I don't like how he was treated either. So, again, Joel... drama. Me,
yeah.
Best man win. I love that.
Baker deserves this shot, and I can't wait for week one. Browns, Panthers.
You know what the public's hearing right now? You just got some weird thing against redheads. You've
it's
made
true.
That clear.
It's true. And I love that Ed Sheeran's my favorite artist.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, nice try. And Danny G, you are team Mayfield all the way, it seems, no? Kind of, sort of.
Yeah, because I think he deserves another shot to lead a team to the playoffs again. I feel like Cleveland and a lot of fans turned on him way too fast.
Absolutely. And let's just figure it out now. Cleveland, what goes down? Let's say Deshaun gets 8 games or even a year. Do you roll with Jacoby Brissett or do you go get... Twist.
Jimmy G.
He's
trending.
Do you go get Jimmy Garoppolo, that handsome devil I just saw his face on a Subway commercial? Do you take a winner, a proven winner that's not the guy, but Jimmy G is a great option to get you through the season?
The Browns were frustrated with Mayfield's injuries, so Jimmy G the answer there?
Jimmy G is like a slightly older, slightly more handsome version of Baker Mayfield, it seems.
A dirty Band-Aid.
Yeah,
and by the way, like Jimmy G shouldn't want that. He's the fill-in guy, like the in-between guy again. No way, dude. That's a weak feeling.
You want to start in the NFL?
I think other teams might be interested in Jimmy G.
After a couple weeks.
And by the way, would you want to play for a bad decision maker like the Cleveland Browns? If I was Jimmy G, I'd stay away from that.
You know, is Ralph in the update booth? Because I would love to hear from Ralph, because Ralph always got great insight. Ralph, what do you think happens in Cleveland? Do they roll with Brissett, or do you like Jimmy G as the placeholder, or do you think Deshaun Watson plays this year?
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Is this an organization that had a coach go winless and kept him around?
That is true.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's a garbage can organization that's been garbage before Baker got there. They were weren't garbage because of Baker, despite the organization. And they'll be garbage again.
Tell him, Rich. You believe it's garbage can, not garbage can't. Tell him.
It's garbage can. No, but Ralph is right. This organization.
I mean, you say Sam Darnold was with the Jets. The Browns aspired to be the Jets when Baker Mayfield was drafted.
Yeah.
I mean, this was not a team that was a quarterback away. They were done. They were awful.
I have a question for Rich, and I agree with Ralph all the way on that. Ralph Irvin, everybody. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick, live from Mercedes-Benz.
By the way, is the number 27 meaning how many quarterbacks the Browns have had since the turn of the century? I think it's 27.
I know it's a lot. Yeah, there was a fun fact about that, so it's up there for sure. But, you know, since we're talking about Mayfield.
Oh, yeah.
And since we're talking about Darnold and their future... and you brought Brissett into it now. I mean, how would you feel if your guy, let the world know, you're a 49ers fan.
Yeah.
How would you feel if all of a sudden the handsome Garoppolo is now on a trash organization team like that? Wouldn't you feel bad for him?
Tim Couch.
Let them
Josh
lie
McCown,
in the bed they made, man.
Kelly Holcomb, Derek Anderson, Jeff Garcia, Trent Dilfer, Colt McCoy, Charlie Fry, Cody Kessler. There's been 27 quarterbacks.
This was a headline from October 23rd, 2021. Case Keenum on Thursday became the 31st quarterback to start for the Browns
31.
Since the franchise rebooted in 1999.
31. I thought it was 27. And I was way off.
And do you know how many have winning records?
How many?
One.
And that is?
I can't remember right now.
Oh, I was going to say.
Who's the longtime backup in New England? Bobby Hoyer.
Hoyer. Brian Hoyer.
Brian Hoyer. That's who it is.
And Baker's close.
Tyrod Taylor has a 1-1-1 record, and then Baker is 29-23.
Wow.
Spurgeon win
or
was 29-30.
Excuse me.
Yeah, Baker took that team. Ralph's always on my head with that because Ralph loves to point out, rightfully so, this was a 1-31 team that Baker took over. The fact that he did anything, we're not giving him enough love.
I mean, the reality is the fact that he lasted as long as he did shows how good he played.
Yeah.
Because other quarterbacks, they just jettisoned. I mean, Josh Allen, who was not good his first 2 years in Buffalo, would have gotten fired out of Cleveland.
Yeah.
And never given a chance to blossom.
It's Cincinnati State now anyway.
That is true.
For the week.
For the week. For now. Yeah, I will say this, though, to wrap it up. There's one other little storyline that I just remembered. If Jimmy Garoppolo goes to Cleveland, that would mean the quarterback room is Brissett and Garoppolo. Correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't there drama where Jimmy G was filling in for Tom Brady and the team thought he was soft because he didn't start and Brissett took over? Is that a true story? Do I remember this correctly? Hold on. Let me look this up.
Well, they were Brady's backups.
Yes. Then that's the story.
And Jimmy G did get injured, and then Jacoby Brissett had to take over. This was during the Tom Brady suspension.
But the story behind that, recently there was drama because some of their teammates said that people thought Jimmy was a little soft and Brissett was playing with like a thumb that was hanging off, and the team had Brissett's back. So Brissett and Jimmy G have competed before, which is pretty interesting. So, hey, the NFL.
If it unfolds.
Stealing headlines in the offseason.
Hey, you can always puncture a lung if somebody's in. Start that way.
Yes. Oh, my God. That's right.
Oh, man.
Well, hey, let me change gears to something so ridiculous and light. You know how you think sometimes, how similar or different are the lives of celebrities and athletes, right? Did you see the video and pictures of Russell Wilson and Ciara on their Italian vacation?
Yeah, I feel like everybody's living
Everybody's living a better
life than me. Yeah, I don't like...
Mozzarella.
I think I'm going to retire on... social media. I'm hanging it up.
You don't like seeing
everyone's
people.
Living their best life, and I'm walking around my kitchen in my socks.
Deep down inside, everyone's miserable, and it's all fake.
All my exes are doing backstrokes in Tulum in a cenote. All these girls are on yachts, and I'm here in my living room wondering about Baker Mayfield. Everyone's living their best life. So, no, I haven't seen this photo.
Well... Ciara and Russell Wilson.
Kind of gross.
Yeah, it's kind of gross because just like your girl may do to you, paparazzi got all these pictures of Ciara like, get over here, Russ, popping his pimples.
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time. And what is it with these women?
There's two types of women. Women that want nothing to do with your grossness, and then other women that love to, oh, you have a pimple on your neck. Oh, come here. There's a pimple on your back.
I got to be honest. I hate that, man. It's like, hey, what are you doing? Get off me.
Ciara definitely follows Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah.
On Instagram.
It's a weird thing. And it's very common.
Just the commercials for that show gross me out.
Do they pop up on your algorithm or no? I feel like my social media algorithm is sports headlines, butt cheeks, and pimple popping.
Same.
I'm sorry.
Gross? Joel. Yeah. How do you feel about someone?
When it comes to Russell Wilson, I'm sorry. I know you got Ciara, but...
Mr. Unlimited.
Covino, he holds the purse in the mall. And he pushes the cart with the purse in it.
It's true.
That's not very manly,
come on,
you know?
Russell!
Not very manly, you know? Smell manly to you? I don't like that, though. I don't like when a woman starts trying to pimp. Again, you could say that I'm the monster here with the pimples.
Yeah.
But I don't like when they come up to me and they're trying, hey, let me get that. It's like, hey.
Well, Russ deals with it too, just so you know.
You know what?
Russell.
Yeah, he needs to put a stop
to it. I'm so excited to see him out of my NFC West, being that I'm a Niners fan.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see how that plays out in Denver. Danny G, you're a big Raiders fan, so... That's your division. That's your insight. Denver was considered the best contender without a quarterback. That was their problem. Last year, it was like, man, imagine if Denver had a quarterback.
Not just quarterback. Also, their coaching was always a question mark.
Yeah,
recent years. Yeah.
So when you revamp the things that you needed to revamp and you still have that defense and the Denver team that seemed pretty stacked without a couple, like you said, key components, a quarterback and the right coaching.
Yeah.
Is Denver right in the mix this year with
Russ?
They
are. Of course they are. They had a great defense and a pretty solid offense. Of course, some other wide receivers dealing with injuries throughout the season. But yeah, the AFC West is just going to be a slugfest. Every time AFC West teams go against each other, it's going to be must-see TV, and it's going to be like a playoff game.
You know,
that division, they're going to beat each other up.
You know that feeling? You know that feeling where you move on to the next sport because just, you know, as a man or a woman, you're a sports fan, and you're like, all right, now my focus is on the NBA. Now my focus is baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And while you pay attention, you're not honed into the sports that are in the offseason unless there's a big headline. I'm trying to remember, like, what moves happened that I forgot. Amari Cooper is in Cleveland. That's one of those where it's like, oh, yeah, that's right. And Danny G, you guys, you know, your Raiders, got Devontae Adams. I totally forgot that for a second. Man.
That's what you're forgetting. You put your winter clothes away. Forgot you had that.
You put your winter clothes away and you forget what happened in the football season. Yeah. You're like, oh, that's right. There's some good drama.
I forgot I had this hoodie.
And one last football note. I know Danny G was busting my chops off the air. He goes, you 49ers fans, everyone's just banking on Trey Lance, huh? Everyone, the whole narrative's like, oh, he's going to deliver. We don't know it all, do we?
Yeah, because he's been trending on Twitter as well as Jimmy G, and a lot of Niner fans on Twitter this morning saying, I swear to God, if Jimmy G gets in the way of a breakout season from Trey Lance.
Also, you Niner fans want Jimmy G gone.
I deep down inside know that he's a good teammate, right? He's a good locker room guy. All his players always seem to have his back, but he just lacks that one.
Oh, it's not you. It's me. It's not.
Yeah, it's
not you, baby. It's
that next level fight.
It's that next.
That dog.
It's that next level. Like Jimmy G is a guy that he's going to get you to the playoffs. He's a good team player. He might make one or two mistakes here or there that are the difference in one or two games during the season, but I don't think he could win a Super Bowl with Jimmy G. I don't know if Trey Lance is better, but I'll tell you what. It's like, you know, it's like.
Why do I see you reaching for his suitcases as you're talking?
Jimmy, because you know, like, it's at this point.
I think Rich is, you know, Rich is conventionally a handsome guy, and I think that he's just sick of seeing how handsome Jimmy G really is.
He wants handsomeness out.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? Jimmy G makes me question my handsomeness. Get him out of here.
Trey Lance, let me tell you. It's.
Yeah, but like you said, nobody knows. And that's what's hilarious about sports talk radio in general. Nobody knows. You don't know until the season starts.
That's why I love having fun with you guys. Yeah. I love BS, and I love having all these conversations.
What you're saying about Jimmy G is proven. Like you're saying, oh, I don't know if, you know, he can't really win. He can't get next level. You know, he makes mistakes here and there. You know that.
But you don't know Trey Lance.
I only asked because we went through the big Jimmy G conversation, and you never revealed that you wanted him to stay.
Great point, Joel. I said straight up. I said, as a 49ers fan, how do you feel that your guy is going to end up on this doo-doo organization?
If he ends up in Cleveland, I'll be rooting for him to personally succeed. I would like to see him.
But
do
you
well.
Do want him off your team.
I'm a Niners guy that I think at this point they need, if they want to move forward, Trey Lance, you can't have Jimmy G chilling in the background. You got to, and they can't even have that money wise because if you need that money because Jimmy's got a lot of dead money for the Niners if he stays. You can't be paying Jimmy G $20 to $30 million.
No, you're putting a lot on Lance.
While you're grooming Trey Lance, yeah, you're putting a lot on Trey Lance.
You're putting a lot on Lance.
But you know what you've seen with Jimmy G?
No. You always talk about little windows, meaning little windows of success. 49ers got a squad, so this is your window. So when I say you're putting a lot on Lance,
you have to, yeah.
Like you're really putting a lot on him to take that team to where it should be.
It's true, and.
And that's a big question mark.
But what you do know, though, to wrap this thought up, what you do know is that the two times, yeah, Jimmy G's had some good games where he came back and won a couple, you know, a couple big moments, but he did not win that game versus Green Bay, the 10-7 snow game with the block punt. He did not beat the Packers. The Packers, 49ers defense and the lack of offensive game plan by the Packers won the Niners that game. He lost in the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl a couple years ago, and he lost the fourth quarter versus the Rams in the NFC Championship game last year. Two moments where Jimmy G could have put the nail in the coffin, won a Super Bowl, and took his team to the Super Bowl again. And in those fourth quarter moments, he disappears.
Yeah. So, hey, good luck with Lance then. And by the way, speaking of quarterbacks, and you just mentioned Green Bay, Is that Aaron Rodgers tattoo a real thing?
You know what? Save that thought, because I think we should get into it next, because the social media feedback is hilarious.
That, and on a Throwback Thursday, I have like a child, I guess it's like a childhood goal.
You're not going to be on the Yankees, bro.
Yeah, someday.
They're not gonna
27 home runs.
They're not gonna call
you. Don't count me out. That's
the thing.
They're
not gonna call you.
Nah, bro. Don't count me out. I have this goal that keeps me fired up, and I want to know if you're on the same page. Like, hey guys, it's like life goals, things I want to buy, things I want to get on a Throwback Thursday.
Camino gets called from an unknown number. Hello, who's this? Brian Cashman? No, not Brian Cashman.
That's not it, but it's along those lines. I want to know if this goal still lives within you. We'll talk about it next on Fox Sports Radio. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court, and what's next. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah! Let's hear it for Steve Covino, everybody.
Let's hear it for Danny G on the xylophone.
Yo, Danny G, you rock that xylophone, man.
Love that.
That's Rich Davis. By the way, we're live in L.A., live from the Mercedes-Benz studio, and style runs in the family. Athleticism runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Learn more at mbusa.com or test drive one at your local dealer. Happy to be here.
Yeah, yeah.
We're at Covino and Rich on social media. 877-99 on Fox. Danny G, Joel, Ralph Irving, and again, Covino and Rich. FoxSportsRadio.com if you missed us the past few days. Having a lot of fun here. But before we talk about my childhood dream, childhood goals
put
on a Throwback
dream.
Thursday, I do want to talk about this tattoo real quick because it went viral. Real quick, right quick. Aaron Rodgers, four-time NFL MVP, put his new tattoo on Instagram yesterday. A tattoo. Danny G, you know this guy? Hungarian artist, Bales Berzenzi.
Who?
That's the guy who did it. He did an exceptionally detailed tattoo of different astrological signs. So it's like this weird, deep tattoo that Aaron Rodgers got. And there's a deep and meaningful story behind it that we're all on the edge of our seat waiting to hear about. It's kind of cool, but it's like
I really, like the lions.
Yeah, the lions are cool. Hey, I'm a Leo, so I'm like, yeah, lions are cool.
Oh.
Hey, from what
I wonder
people
you
see,
treat everybody like crap. It's your excuse. Huh?
Is that what lions and
He's
Leos are
Leo.
Known for?
I can't help it. I'm a Leo.
Just the Leo being
it's got
a Leo.
The eye. The eye.
Several elements appear to be related to astrological symbols. At the top, there's the Sagittarius zodiac sign. Rodgers himself is a Sagittarius. Oh. Two lions that we talked about could be...
Is that Barry Sanders?
Yes.
And Megatron on the other side.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, no. Oh, two actual lions.
Oh, there y'all go. There you go.
Saying that he could have the mind of a Leo. I don't know. A single open eye. The eye adds an aura of mystery to the whole thing. And several constellations.
Is that Cassiopeia?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's very deep. It's not like...
Ah, the Milky Way!
It's not weak. Well, Danny G, you're a tattoo aficionado. What do you think? You like it?
It's kind of cool. The actual artistry from the tattoo maker?
Yeah.
I like it. Because it is lightly done. It's not a deep, dark tattoo. It's a more modern tattoo.
Okay, I'm feeling you on that. From an artistry standpoint... It's on point.
Yeah.
I'm not going to deny that. You know, and the meaning is his own. So who are we to judge? It's just, you know, his first one. Is there like an age limit on your first one? I don't think so, right?
40.
No, really?
You can't get a tattoo your first one after 40.
Wow, that's the hottest take of the day.
You can.
I loved your Baker Mayfield stance, but this is the best one.
You've gone this long, right? It's like, come on.
I mean, I'm rocking my earrings today on a Throwback Thursday. You judge me? I'm over 40.
I have. Yes, I do judge you. In fact, during the commercial, I said, can you believe this guy with the
earrings?
But
then again, I didn't just get my ears pierced. I've had them pierced since eighth grade, right? So that goes with your rule.
See, the styles of tattoos have changed a lot in the past decade. All right? You look at an old school tattoo. Google old school tattoos. It's right. A huge difference. You'll even see this in the NBA.
If you go old school tattoo, though, Danny G, that's like some, like, it would be only military guys with, like, an anchor.
And prisoners.
And prisoners. And then it became
right.
A
tough, actual
thing.
Tough guys. Yeah.
Well, you'll see a veteran on an NBA bench and his worn out tattoos. And then you'll see a young guy straight out of college and the difference between the artistry. Night and day. Like, the techniques and the artistry has changed so much in just 10 years.
Yeah, it's very detailed, as opposed to, like you said, Rich, like an old-school military or prison tattoo. Like,
it's not a blob of ink anymore.
No.
Now it looks like a sticker, a very detail-oriented sticker.
Danny G, you ever hear the story? We've interviewed Danny Trejo a few times.
Danny Trejo.
Yeah.
You know he has that señorita on his chest, that big tattoo on his chest? The story goes, like, he was in prison.
I was in the big house.
Right?
La Onda.
He was with the Vatos Locos. He got one half of it done. And then he got out of prison or something like that. No, the tattoo artist left prison or whatever. So he had one half of the tattoo done. And then luckily that guy went back to prison and was able to finish.
Oh, thank God. He committed another crime.
Yeah. No, but you see tattoos like that.
Back. A repeat offender.
Right, right. But you see tattoos like that and you're like, yeah, that's an old school looking tattoo. It's very detailed Aaron Rodgers tattoo. But again, it does ring weird when you're of a certain age and like it's your first one.
He should put a cheese head on one of the Lions.
Oh, yeah, there
that
you go.
Been, you know.
There you go.
Lifetime you Packer. Go. I don't know.
But again, I still don't have one. According to Rich, I could never get one.
In the hood.
But that's what Rich is. Yeah, see, go ahead. In
the hood, this kind of falls under the category of, we'll say something positive, but we got to point out something. It's like, oh, he got a tattoo? I wonder if he's speaking to his family yet.
Yeah,
right. You know what I'm thinking too? I'm like, I can't wait to hear how deep the meaning is. That's what I'm thinking, you know, as a judgy person here on the radio. As far as how it looks, it's kind of cool. But it's just like, it seems very typically Aaron Rodgers because he takes a lot of pride in being a big thinker.
He's a big thinker.
Right? No, and that's kind of what he'll probably portray.
He'll probably break it down with his buddy McAfee, like, this is what this part means. This is what this means.
Let me ask you guys, if you had to get a tattoo, say you lost a bet.
Well, this is on the thing, air, Danny.
If you had to get ink.
Like, I'm not that committed to anything.
Like, I got one for a radio station. We did a morning show bet. It was a Super Bowl bet back in the day. And, you know, a lot of radio stations, they'll do the cheesy, oh, if your team loses, you get the military-style buzz cut.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I told my co-host on the morning show, I'm like, man, that's lame. Let's do something permanent. So my idea was, if you lose, you have to get the other co-host's ex-girlfriend's name tatted on you.
So wait.
Yeah.
What's your say?
Trina.
What?
And so for
what?
For 10 years, I've had this Trina tattoo on the back of my arm, and every new girl I dated was like, who's this Trina girl?
Oh, my God.
It was for the radio station.
I don't know what's more embarrassing, the fact that you have to tell her it was a radio bet gone wrong. You should just, at this point, you should be like, oh, some girl I dated.
No, I couldn't do it. Let's see. Like, I mean, I always toyed around with the idea of like some sort of Aztec symbol or something because I'm half Mexican. I always like the Aztec calendar, something like that. But like, dude, I was just never committed enough to make that decision. So, hey, props to Aaron Rodgers for actually being committed enough to that to actually do it. You know, I just was like, I don't know. I'm too wishy-washy. I'll regret that in a few years.
I did say that I would, and I did commit to this. I said I would get a tattoo of Covino's face on my butt cheek if we ever made $1 million doing radio or TV together.
I said, let's get
these guys full time.
Yeah. I said, if we ever made $1 million because of our stupid banter together for the last years, I said, if that big contract ever came, I would get a tattoo of Camino's face on my ass just for the hell of it.
And you cleared this with your wife, right?
I think she'd be okay if I was making $1 million. Yeah. I think she'd be okay. Yeah.
And that's what keeps you going?
Yeah, that's what keeps me going.
I think Rich just secretly wants my face on his ass. I think that's what we're getting out of this. Because, look, that's what keeps you going. Well, you know what keeps me going? And we'll take your phone calls and thoughts on Aaron Rodgers' tattoo. It went viral. I think everybody's seen it by now because it's Aaron Rodgers. The only reason it's a story is because it's Aaron Rodgers.
Well,
that's
hold on.
Why.
Where is it? Is this on his throwing arm or not? Because it looks like it's on the inner part of his forearm, right?
Yeah, I don't know which arm that is, though.
Because you might, I mean, it sounds like a ridiculous statement, but he's a quarterback. So if it's on his throwing arm, you're going to see this all year.
Yeah, and it's not Aaron Rodgers.
It's not like it's tucked away in his chest or bicep. If this is on his throwing arm, you're going to see this. This is part of his look now. A whole, not a sleeve, but almost.
And I think the biggest takeaway, again, I'll say it again on behalf of Rich, if you're over 40, and you've never had a tattoo before, it's too late.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Right? Because Rich is going to judge you. People
Unless
like
her
Rich.
Name is Trina.
Right. Yeah. Trina.
Trina.
Yo, Danny G, does Trina know you got her name?
We called her live on the show, and she hung up on us.
Oh, yeah. Man.
She wasn't too thrilled.
That's funny, man. Yeah, Danny G's all tatted up. Danny G, what's your coolest one? It's clearly not Trina.
Last summer, I got Kobe.
Oh, that's cool.
On my arm, yeah. Dunking.
You know,
breaking the backboard.
I don't know if I've noticed that. I really don't think I've noticed that.
Well, you haven't really seen Danny with his clothes off much.
That's a good point.
Have you analyzed his body?
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, speaking of childhood dreams, of making $1 million and eventually getting a tattoo of my face on your ass.
Yeah.
I saw this video on social media the other day. You're going to have to use your imagination, everybody. It was a dude, and I hate the term. I really do, but I love the sentiment. I love the idea of this. The dude was like, check out my ultimate man cave. I'm not hating on actual man caves. I just don't like that term. I don't like anything where you throw man in front of it. It sounds like the opposite of macho to me, to be honest.
Well, I'm going
to
tell Dan Patrick you don't like his man cave. I'm going to tell him.
I just don't like that word.
I'm going to email him right now.
Man cave. Mercedes man cave.
I just don't like that term. I love the Mercedes man cave. Get it? See what I'm saying? Like, I strive for the man cave. I just don't like the term.
Camino wants the ultimate man cave, but he doesn't want to call it a man cave.
Yes, that's all. Yeah. And that's my point. And I'm
Have you ever sat in a man cave that you really didn't like the name of the... You thought it was nice, but...
I just don't like the name. You know, it's like... It's honestly, it's like, I feel like that term overstayed its welcome. Kind of like my name. Steve's an old guy name now.
Steve.
Like, I think I'm cool, but I think Steve is kind of like, it's on the precipice of being an insult.
Man cave.
Okay, Steve.
I get what you're saying.
Right.
The man cave itself is awesome, but you just don't like when people throw the word man in front of things.
Yeah,
okay.
Man. You know what? I need some man time. Like, anytime you throw man in front, it just sounds weird to me, right? It just hits me weird. So... I saw this dude on social media, and he's like, come check out my ultimate man cave. I'm like, sure, why not? I'm just sitting here on the ball. Why not?
Click on it.
I got some time to kill. And this dude walks down the steps into his man cave and his hangout, whatever you want to call it. His personal space. That's why I love it. Mm-hmm. My personal space. My space. I'm bringing back MySpace.
Bring it back.
I'm bringing back MySpace.
I'll put you in my top eight.
Yeah. On a throwback Thursday. He takes you down the steps. Dude, there's flat screens everywhere. TVs everywhere. Monitors everywhere. It's lit up real nice. Ambiance, right? There's all these little doodads and
LED
trinkets.
LED lighting everywhere.
And he has these little, like, arcades. Like, arcade game, but classics. Like, the classics we grew up with.
Yeah.
On a throwback Thursday. I think I saw Punch out there.
Body blow, body blow, body blow, body
Centipede,
blow.
Was Centipede there?
Might have had Centipede. Might have had NBA Jam.
Yeah, the classics.
Might have had Street Fighter.
He had just, I mean, not tacky,
Miss
though.
Miss Pac-Man.
Miss Pac-Man's a classic.
Miss Pac-Man, I'm glad you said it because that was better than Pac-Man. Pac-Man, that was the best Pac-Man game.
That's the one you want, for sure, right? So, and it wasn't tacky. It was delightfully tacky, in fact.
It was class. There was a bit of class.
Yeah. So he had his, like, maybe three or four arcade games. But again, everything looked real sleek. Something out of a Maxim magazine in the early 2000s. Very sleek.
Yeah.
Very cool. Right? And then, you know, he has his pool table. But again, very cool. Couches. TVs everywhere. Fights were playing. I'm like, this is awesome. He had, like, his little music set up. Then he opens a door, and it's like a little theater room. He's like, yeah, man, this is where my buddies come over, and we watch the fights. And dude, it just looked so badass. And I thought to myself, you know, that's something I always wanted, even as a kid. Like, when you're a kid, there's certain things you want, like dumb things. When I was a kid, I always wanted a conversion van. I always thought they were cool, but this is the 80s, all right?
Yeah.
I don't want one now. When I was a kid, I thought I was going to play for the Yankees. You told me that the dream is over.
That one's over, yeah.
When I was a kid, I said, hey, maybe I'll have a tattoo someday. But you said it's too late.
The dream's over.
You said it's too late. So I'm over 40.
But your man cave.
But as a kid, I always said to myself, too, I'm going to have a sweet pad. I'm going to work hard, make my millions, make my money, make money moves, and I'll have this sweet place. And I know that, you know, kids are going to have their space and your family's going to have your family space. But I'm going to have, you know, because we grew up watching Cribs, too.
Yeah.
And every time you watch Cribs, that baller would be like, yo, come down to my, check out, look at my jerseys, look at my pool table, look at my man cave. I saw that and I said to myself, yeah, I'm going to have my own little
personal
fridge.
But you're still living this dream.
Yeah, this dream, I realized on a throwback Thursday, watching this video, I still have this dream and it keeps me fired up and motivated. So I want to know if I'm alone. Like, have you given up on that dream? If you've already got it, then props to you. The thing is, I don't have that. You know,
you live in Southern California.
Life is full of setbacks sometimes. I had a few of them, all right? But I have a very beautiful place. I have a nice place, but I live in California where I don't have a basement. I don't have that sort of setup. I don't have a home. I have a condo.
I want
that space.
I love where you left off at, because that's where the California men really had to make that decision. the wives were like, you want a man cave? Garage. And
yeah.
Then, and then you're looking at your car like, do I want to park my car in the elements or do I want a man cave? Personal space.
I'm a little old school, Joel, and I subscribe to the Sebastian Maniscalco rule of his dad. Remember when he talks about his dad? He's like, my dad's man cave was the house.
Yeah.
Was the house.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
that's what
sometimes
I'm saying.
I feel like if you're in the garage, you kind of lost, unless you really hooked it up.
Unless it's, but here's my stance. We'll break and we'll take your feedback. 877-99.
But the dream
Fox.
Is still alive.
You
is
still
my
have
question,
the dream.
Right?
I think your dream is silly, and I'll tell you why.
Why is it silly?
You're a grown ass man. You should take pride in having, you know what's nice? Having a nice pool. You know what's nice?
Nah.
Having good furniture.
I'm with Covino on this one.
You hear this guy? He's a dream killer.
Yeah.
Dream killer Davis.
Dream killer.
No, I say that he could have it already. He just got to move to the garage.
At the garage? I feel like I got demoted.
No, I feel like you should have a suite in your house.
Yes. I feel like the garage is like a perfect like Papa Roach last resort. Like if there is no basement or a space I can call my own, look, I'll take it. But like you really got to hook it up. So I'm posing the question to you, Fox Sports Nation. Is this a childhood dream and that's where it should have ended? Or does that dream keep you going? I think this is something I'm still trying to make happen.
Oh, I'll tell you where you're completely wrong.
Rich is saying I'm out of the game.
Dream killer Rich Davis. We got more next in
Pass
for Dan Patrick.
Rich the garage remote, would you?
Thank you.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them?
Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.